Have your Bible, look at the 27th chapter of the book of Proverbs. The priest on boast not thyself of tomorrow. But in verse 8, great portion of scriptures, a strange thing. The book of Proverbs is such a tremendous blessing to a child of God to keep him right with his fellow man, of what was written for. You know, a lot of times we studied Psalms, try to stay right with God. Sometimes we get to reading in the church letters, stay right with the church. But here, in the book of Proverbs, it tells you how to stay right with your fellow man. And a lot of people stay right with God, believe anything you want to, but I saw people really try to follow God and just about halfway despise their fellow man. Amen? I will say amen. And you say, I can't believe that. You do it yourself. I'm talking about me and you. I'm not talking about somebody down the street. Amen? But he said, as a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. You know, the Bible teaches us that man has a place, and God puts him in that place. When God puts him in that place and he leaves that place, then that man begins to wander, and he can wander off. And I know many times that God, man's not really one, God just sets us down a highway, a detour somewhere. God's taking us to a place in our life, and God detours to get us where he wants us at. I know all that, but I'm talking about a man's purpose and in his heart to wander from God. The Bible said, as a bird that wanders from a nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. And I got to thinking about so much in the Bible, about 25 times it mentions a bird. I never knew that. You know, you hear people say, well, a little bird told. Well, that's in the Bible. That's in the Bible. Now, that's not the... Now, every tub to sit on the phone bottom is not in the Bible. I heard a lady quote that one time down in Baytown, thought that was in the Bible, but it's not in the Bible. But as a bird wandered from her nest, and you see, a bird can't defend himself. Well, he's just a bird. The only thing he's got is two wings, and he wouldn't hurt anybody, but it can get him away from being hurt. Amen. I shot at him with a BB gun, and they'll get away quick. Amen. A bird can't defend himself, and a bird can't guard his nest. But a bird can fly high, and he can go where he wants to get away from his trouble. But the Bible says this here, says, as a bird wanders from her nest, and this is talking about the mother bird. It said, so is a man that wanders from his place. You know, a bird has no place to live but a nest. If he lives anywhere else, I mean, he's going to be destroyed. I mean, God fixed the place. Did you ever notice every bird builds his nest different? I mean, you know, the way a spider builds his nest is not the way an eagle builds his. Amen? I mean, an eagle will go over there and kill a bat. I mean, he'll kill a big animal. And he'll take that bird and put it in his nest and make a big nest and put all these young in there. But see, that bird is smarter than you are. When them kids won't leave home, he pulls all them hides out. Then they end up with sticks sticking up, and that little eagle says, time, leave. Amen? Yeah. See, that eagle's smarter than you and I are. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. I said, he can fly. And nobody can stop a bird from going where he wants to go. He, you know, he's a free bird. That's just wonderful. I notice every now and then, you know, in the spring of the year, here comes a robin. Where'd it come from? I don't know, if I work cold. And he got to get out of there, you know. Amen. I notice every now and then you hear in the middle of the night, and I honk, honk. You know what it is? That big old goose, he's flying, big old bird. He's flying south. He goes, he ain't got no business in the north. Amen. He done wandered off. Amen. Amen. All right. Nobody can stop him. The Bible said here again, let me read again. As a bird that wanders from her nest, So is a man that is wandered from his place. His God is you a place. A man said to me a couple of weeks ago, he said, you know, God put me at Three Days of Baptist Church. He said, 16 or 17, 18 years ago. He said, God put me right here. He said, I wandered from my place. And as I read this, I thought about that dear man, as of what things that happened to his life. But as a bird wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. God gives you and I a place. And you know what we say? We say, man, I can live any place I want to. No, it says here that so is a man that wanders from his place. In other words, he's got a place where God put him. And God's purpose for him to serve God like that. And you'll serve God where God says, or you won't serve God. You say, well, I'm in the permissive will of God. You're either in God's will or you're out. There ain't no such baloney as this. It is, well, God permits. God don't permit nobody not to do his will. Amen. You say, well, he's blessed me. He blessed you when you're in his will. Amen. He blessed you when you're lost. Ain't got nothing to do with it. But a bird has no place to live. He wanders. He makes those a wonder. You ever notice anybody just wonder? He makes few lasting friends. You know, I've got friends that here in this city that I've known 50 years, 60 years, you know. Know them all my life. Went to a funeral the other day, and that was a man, and he said, man, how long have you and I knew each other? I said, I don't know. I don't never remember not knowing you. I can't remember. When we little bitty boys, Mama used to dress us both just alike. And if he said, your twin, I said, man, I ain't as ugly as he is. No, I ain't his twin. That could be his twin, amen. But people used to ask us that. What do you say? I just said that a wandering person never makes any lasting friends. Man called me today and he said, I've been in this church and that church. He's going to all these churches. He said, none of them. Hey, God didn't tell a preacher such you. He told you to get in your place. Did he help? Amen. Come on now. A wandering, it said, so is a man that wanders from his place. And a bird that wanders from his nest. He don't have a place to live. So he lives up in a tree, down on the ground. And boy, you know the coon come by and eats. Amen? And he got a lot of enemies. Ain't nobody got as many enemies as a man's his enemy. He's a bird's enemy. Amen? A cat is his enemy. Well, how long since you saw 70, 80 pounds of cat? John Fitzgerald said last night. And how would you like to get up and talk to him? Huh? Man. Yeah, big old panther. There's some kind of one in the river bottom that's been there for years and years. Man don't even know he lives there. You know why? He got him a dwelling place back there. He don't just wander around. He got him a place. And he has survived in this society. He's my last night. Baby Cass. I need to catch me a little young pony out here. Make supper just fine. Wandering place has no lasting friend. A wonder usually loses his passion. A man said to me the other day, he said, what good has the Shindigers Baptist Church been to you? I said, well, I've just watched God salvage some of my children. I've just watched God. Not all of them, I want God to salvage them too. And I mean, I just stayed here long enough, and they've got confidence in this church, and men of this church, and women of this church, I watched God. But a wandering person, you know, I remember coming down the highway one time, I just see up this big, and it said, Weatherford, Texas, I thought, just as we come through Weatherford, then he said, that's the game of that. I said, y'all believe this, Papa? And we pulled off it. So that boy lived with us. Miss Gay Boy lived with us. And she said, yeah, that's mine. That's mine and my stepdad. We pulled over, and there the girls were out there fixing the flag. That old man, he was laying underneath that tree. It's cool, you know, and he had him some water, he was drinking. And the girl fixing this flag. Had some of that old passion back in those days, man. And he was fixing this flag. I knew we'll get Norma and Maggie. I knew every one of them girls, old man. I knew all those girls. And that they said, fixing that flag. They've been picking cotton all summer. You know what they'd be worth? They were wondering. oh man, every time you saw him, he's fixing to get rich. And the last time I saw him, he's fixing to flatten. The cold pack. He said, ain't nothing wrong with that picture, I know it. But I noticed one thing. That time I had one friend. My granddad was a drunkard. He said, don't never mention that family's name in my face. See, back 40 years ago, if a man didn't work, well, you wasn't allowed to mention his name in a decent family. Even a drunkard's family. Even a drunkard hated a guy who wouldn't work. He hated a guy like Brother Wood does. You know what I mean? Sucker won't work. Amen. He got laughs on him. Amen. I said, won't work. Amen. Well, I was amazed, sir. I was looking at those old men out last night. Them old men, they poured that concrete all their life. And he just muscled on those men's arms. And I noticed them boys, this flat. You know what it was? Daddy made sure they didn't have to. But I guess he's the old man, his dad told him, you had to work. That's why he's a decent man and a good man in the church of God. He got saved when he got into the church, he's worth something. Say amen. Amen. I said, a bird has no place to live. So he wanders a long way and dies all alone. And when you see a person who wandered and wandered away, they die all alone. You're always a lonely person.
Nobody likes you. Nobody likes you. It's rebellious. You missed God. You messed up on God. Amen.
I will hang on. Birds that wander from a nest has no place to leave for young. I want you to look in your Bible just a minute in Psalms, chapter 84. Chapter 84 of the book of Psalms, please, in verse 3. It said, yea, the sparrow has found a house, and a swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, whose heart waits in the way or in the ways of thee. He said here the sparrow, the little swallow, the little bitty bird. Today they come through the crack in the house of God, get out around that altar, put their young on altar. Oh, what bird got more sense than people? That bird don't get up in the morning. I believe I'll go to Greece. I believe I'll move over to China. He's not a wonder. He's a native bird. You know what we need to be tonight? We need to be a native. Amen. Not a drifter, not a wonder. Amen. The wonder always dies alone. But a bird has no place for her young. I was looking down in that Psalms 84. I was wondering, you know, I missed something in Psalms 84 here tonight. I missed something in Psalms 84. Probably some other chapter in the back. But I missed something in Psalm 84. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried for a living God. I looked at that thing and I said to myself, Lord, have mercy. Here's this man here who's wandered. He said, my soul longeth, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. He said, I'm trying to find God's house. I don't want to be a wonder. Then he said, my heart and my flesh cries out for the living God. Isn't it strange how one person's decision can change the life of so many people? People don't want you to make that decision. You know, when my mother was saved by the right of God and joined the church, none of her family, about 27 families, by the Lord, none of them were saved. But Mama got saved. And so she got saved, and she began to teach us children in the home about the Bible and about God and take us to church and what have you. And as we grew up, Mama was different. But she took her girls and
every Sunday she'd take him to the house of God.
I remember. I thank him tonight.
Not very good.
I got to thinking, you know, her daughters have lived for God, and then there's some preacher boys, and Danny Farley and the other Chris Moore and them boys. They came in and married them girls, and how all these preachers came.
You said that just happened. It didn't happen to none of us, did it? It just happened to none of her book. It just happened to none of her uncle.
I mean, that old woman made a decision that changed the whole life of not only my family, but Lyle's family. Not only Lyle's family, but Mary's family, and not only Mary's family.
And now, that decision she made didn't only change Lyle, it changed Marshall.
I said, I wonder. My dad said he was raised in a wagon and lived in a wagon and he's about 11 years old. And he said, he wished our father all the grown men were drunk. And he said, if I ever get to be a man, I'm not going wandering around the United States. And he said, when I got to Cottage Grove, I bought that house, he wouldn't sell it. And I tell him, we got old. I said, Papa, sell that old place, and you can move in one of these condominiums and live. And you have the money, he said. I ain't selling that house, boy. He said, I told God when I was a little boy, he'd let me be a man, a townhouse, and quit wandering around.
That dog got there to protect them. He said, birds have no place for their young. And then the birds have no place to hide from the storm. He thought that wandering bird. Look at this wandering bird here in the Song of Solomon, in chapter 2 and verse 11. In verse 11, he said, the winter's past. The rain is over. It's gone. The flowers appear on the earth in the time of singing. Of the birds is come. And the voice of the turtle is heard in the land. The tree, the fig tree, putteth forth her green figs. The vine with the tender grapes giveth a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, my dove, listen to this, please. Died in the cleft of the rock. See this bird? This bird has a place to live. This bird has a place to hide. Are you listening? Look at it. Verse 14. Oh, my dove, thou art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret place of the star. Let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Take us the foxes, the little foxes, the spoil of the vine. And we'll tell you, the little foxes eat the birds also. But not a bird that lives in a rock. You can't fall into that rock and get that bird. And birds and dove live in the rock. Thank God for the man that builds his house.
He said, those fig trees are green. I dream over and said, that those trees, you never saw them. You don't see them. No kind of bird hardly ever sitting in an old dead tree. Bird like a green tree. It's got leaves on it. The hawks can't see them. You hide. See, a green tree is a place to hide. You get this, that's why. And a church is alive and planted by the river. It'll hide you and protect you if you raise your young. There's no place for the young. Look at the third thing that I say. They have no place to hide from the storm. This turtle dove, he has a place, he got a rock. Let the storm come. Let the storm come. Let it rain. He said, the storms are coming, but look, yep, this bird, I learned that one. And then the bird has no place to rest. He go wandering. My wife and I was in San Diego, California, a few years back. And you know, we read here tonight about that swallow. They said, tomorrow, 11 o'clock, the swallows will be back. I said, where'd they been? They said, they went to Spain. They went to California. They said, they'll be back tomorrow. How long have they been gone? 5 years. What happened to 11 o'clock?
I've pastored a bunch of birds. And I got a strict of unity. Amen. One of them said, I ain't going, I'm going to stay here. And none of them stay there. When they leave, they all leave. When they come, they all come. You set your watch down to like a cat. They're not one bird. They just know where it's going. I'm going to the valley, Monday. Just for a victory a couple of nights, Monday and Tuesday. And I saw so many Yankees coming down to Texas. 4 o'clock there, and fire would go off in little trailers. Man, you never saw so many people in your life. They're moving in and out. I mean, it looked like an exodus from Egypt. But one kind of trip was right behind the other. And they said, well, we don't like Texas. You ever hear anybody sigh and moving up north? People don't move up north. People retire and move down south. Why they move down south, Brother Wood? Because it's warm, man. Don't have no place to rest. If the Bible teaches us here, as a bird that wanders from an end, so is a man who wanders from his place. A man who wanders from his place, he don't have no place to rest. He's never resting his soul. Therefore, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. God gives his peace. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, the characteristic of an unsaved person is that there's a restlessness in their soul. I used to just get there out here a freight train whistle blow. You see that big old steam train? I hear that whistle blow. I grab that sucker. I didn't know where it was going. I had 20 cents in my pocket, and I'd ride that freight train for 5 minutes. What was the matter? Something inside was different. And I was a wonder. Man, I got saved. I got saved. I got tired of fucking the wind. Paul. Bill Gates, if you remember the church, he did. Paul told me, he said, one night he was coming, muffling and all. And he heard, I said, I could hear something. What? When I picked Blaine, he was one of those guys that gave his phone. I don't know what he was on the plane. He had something in that air. I did that to feel. He fighted in it. And when that plane landed, he said, man, we was thousands and thousands of feet up in air. I guess you saw this, Brother Dean. He said, when we was flying up there in that dust stream, he said, them big geese had got in those dust and those streams up there. And he said, they just filled their motors up and everything up. And they shut that thing down. We lit in the Air Force Base. We taxied it in there. But they cleaned that plane up. And he said, what? He said, man, that's something in it. I always wondered how them birds got out. And you have to know. You can't trust these rest areas, you get killed. And so they don't hang them. You know what they do? They just get up there, put their wings up like this here, hit it about 3 times, and say, no. It ain't gonna blow them out of the gut, friend. They can go to sleep halfway here. Huh? What are you talking about? You think a goose is stupid? You ought to know some folks out of them. Amen. Bird got a rest, man. So he's up there, and he ain't just flapping his wings, and I gotta help God. Here he comes. You hear him go, ah, ah. He said, Texas, here I come, get out of the way. And you think he's messing in Monterey. Amen. Playing your horns all night long. I said, boy, thank God for red lights. Bird has no place to rest. It's a wonder. Listen, a bird has no protection from the hunter. If he don't have a nest somewhere, if he don't have a place where he can protect you,
This, people nowadays build places in their home for birds. Yeah.
My wife, I've seen a couple of birds in there. I don't know what kind of birds they have. But anyway,
Sam, David, he fixed him one.
Let him go home about that big bluebird. And they said that,
you know, nobody, no bluebirds come around nowhere. You don't ever see them. We saw some out, my wife and I did in Montana.
These birds about that big, just as blue can be. Beautiful thing.
And Sam said, man, you need to cut that hole bigger. Where you get a bunch of these birds in there. Sam, he cut the hole bigger and the birds moved. You see, them birds don't like them other birds peeping in. See, they got a little bit of hole. And ain't no big bird gonna come on and jump on. You see, God made a little bird like that small. One time my wife and I walked outside, she said, yeah, look at that.
And we had a bucket.
We brought it all the way from Paris. And we had that thing hanging up there. And then the bird that took that mud and took that mud somewhere else and picked it up in a little bitty hole in there. Rat couldn't get in there, big bird couldn't get in there, dog couldn't get in there, nothing couldn't get in there. You know what? God built him. It's a place of protection from the hunter. God give that bird sense enough to build it. He give me any sense enough to do that. Amen. We thought we'd be enough to take care of ourselves. But you know in Psalms 104, look in your Bible, please, here just a minute. In Psalms 104, God began to deal with my heart about this thing. Look in verse 16. Look in verse 16. Psalms 104 in verse 16. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he had planted, where the birds make their nest. As for the stark, the fir trees of her house. Every one of these trees are evergreen. These trees, these birds, they like them evergreen trees, always green and full of sap. He didn't say they were sap. He said they were full of sap. Amen. They a sap. He wanders off. Look at it, please. Where the birds make their nest. Them big cedars, they were so tall. Them fir trees were so big, just as the high hills are written for the wild goats and the rocks for the corn. He had appointed the moon for the season. The sun knows it's going down. What we're talking about here, the bird has no place for protection from the hunter. Unless he lives in the trees and rocks that wander around. He ain't going to go out here find no mocking bird. Going to Michigan, he said, can't go on. You're going to stay down Texas and listen to the thing. Raise their young. Are you listening? You know, I read that verse of scripture there in Proverbs about the snare of the fowl. And you know, I never did stop. I don't know why, but you always knew. I never knew what a fowl was. That's a sportsman killing a bird. Who's going to hide the bird from the fowl? That's somebody killed the fowl. But with how power are they taking care of? I don't care if it's man, I don't care if it's cat, I don't care if it's dog, if it's coon. God give him two wings to fly away when the danger is gone. If you ever see a mocking bird attack a cat, if you ever miss it, he's scared of cat. That cat messing with that mocking bird's nest, that mocking bird will come down this window and watch. Will he attack him, Mr. Wood? Me and you have sat and watched him. Now, a cat can whoop a bird. But a bird with a little beak about that bitch can knock his eyeball out, too. Amen. You know, I saw a hummingbird. And I was sitting there, I was watching that hummingbird the other morning. I got real cold. It's gone. I'm watching where it is. I'm glad you know when I keep them from the coming. They come down South America. They didn't hit them. Like I'm telling you, every bird knows where it's home. And when the cold spell blow in, A little hummingbird ain't got no sense at all. He ain't that big, and he's got a bill that long. And can you imagine getting stuck with that? I mean, that mess can stick out in the jetty, ain't you? You're in trouble. You understand that? I mean, you got it from a credit right there. That's rough, and all he's looking for.
I'll tell you later.
Boy, I like that. I like that. I like that. The bird has no place of protection. And if he wanders from where he's supposed to be, he'll die. When the cold spells out, he'll die.
Oh, I tell
you, he knows where his place is. But a man can begin to get cold on God. He's indifferent on God. Instead of going south, he goes north with cold. Bird has a place. Let me give you the last passage. A bird has no place to fulfill the purpose of God in his life. He can wander from his place. And if a man wanders his place, he will have no place to fulfill God's purpose. Nobody knows what God wants.
Brother Dan and I talked about this today.
Nobody knows what God wants to do with him. You think you do. You don't. You say, I know exactly what God wants me to do. He called me a preacher last week. You haven't got any earthly idea of God. That's in my mind. That's in my heart. I'm not looking at anything else. I know what God wants me to do, and I'm just doing that. But nobody knows what God's got on his mind tomorrow. I've heard men say, I know the perfect will of God for my life. 3 days later, the Holy Ghost of God is saved over here. Then you have trouble. But you got that scene and set. Mind set. God can't deal with you.
So I can't go.
I mean, why look at my children? That's not to me that. Look at my grandchildren. I said, man, God called me before you had me. He called you when you were nothing but a young man.
But if God hadn't saved you,
you wouldn't have been able to know how you can do it. Bird has no place. He belongs. He becomes a woman. You know, not many birds purpose in their heart to move to a place where God ain't. That bird knows he can't make it without God. The ox knows his master. The ass is master's crib. But my people don't consider. They don't consider. The animal knows God's got the people. Are you listening? God said, if every one of them was barren, he fell to the ground, God fought. In other words, God's eye is upon the sparrow. I wonder why I didn't write it, man. God's eye is upon the beautiful dove. I wonder why I didn't write how God's eye is upon this great tropical bird. It is so beautiful. But all men are looking out after them. Man will capture them and put them in cages and put them in homes and feed them and take care of them. But ain't nobody going to take care of that child. But God himself. And God will take care of
them. Lord, when I saw God do this,
I know
God will take care of
them. Wonderful. Pray to ever pray. Many birds become extinct. You know, one of the first birds that I knew about, I'm totally extinct, is the dodo bird. But he's a dodo. He makes his nest in the ground. I'll tell you something, in South America, he's awesome.
Nobody sees me.
Nobody can see me. Hey, this one, you ever see a drumstick off one? I took the drumstick off and put it on the fire and cooked it.
I think he's a good one. I thought you were right. Did you see? I got to get you out of here today.
You talking about running sick, man. Man, see you coming out of the jungle with that? You think you're that one?
You know the reason you're drawn with an officer. He's always hunting. I mean, you said when a big ride of things, I'm saying. And the next thing you see, boy, you walk in, I think you walk in, I think
I
ain't never had a horse catch one in front. And you know, they don't look like they're traveling. They don't look like they're running. And he says he's a bird. He don't look like a bird. He don't fly. And the old dumb Tom, he sits on the nest and raises a baby like men in America.
Dumb sucker.
I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the honest truth. Jack Father was with me. We'd run one off of the net and sit on the net. And I told him to make some more, and I said, take him on by. That's the bird that wandered from his nest while his wife was off working.
Hallelujah! Glory be to God! A bird has no place. If he wanders from his nest, he'll raise no doubt. He'll produce nothing that will blow his hands off. He'll produce nothing in his life.
Not producing nothing in the likeness of Christ. Mm-hmm. What did the bird supposed to do, Brother Wood? Supposed to sing. Bird supposed to go all the seas and scatter the seas all over the world. The bird one is. He's a sea scatter. He's a fish. But the man is supposed to sing. He's supposed to sing for the glory of God. That book says everything that has breath. Everything that has breath ought to spread the sin. Ought to spread the sin. I went to a funeral here a while back. And I sit in that funeral and I said to myself, this is exactly like it ought to be for an unsaved person. I looked at the girl sitting here, it's all fine. I looked at the boy, it's all fine. I watched the way those people live. I said that. They came with me after service, talked to me, and thanked me. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. I know tragedy strikes on everybody. We just got to pray for it. I was listening to a tape right now, me and Brother Big Robbery. Don't you hear this song? He said, I was there with a friend. She sang a song. I never heard the song before. What a beautiful song about a wonder coming home. And here come a boy, 30 years old, down the aisle. And it's all, and everybody in this church is shouting, praising God, and one God. All that I meant about saved, if you told me the story. I was listening to music, listening to a woman shout. The 30-year-old boy said, Mama,
gave up on him. He said, Daddy gave up on him. He said, the whole church, pastor and all, they gave up on him. Every year, Grandma, in Monroe, Michigan, Monroe, North Carolina, Grandma prayed for me. He said, I'm coming home tonight. It's an answer to the Grandma's prayer. Somebody else don't give up. Just a wandering around, criticizing God, because they're born and live for the Lord. While they're done their criticizing, one Lord is the Lord, because God is not the that's what comes out of our school, clapping our hands and shouting. I imagine with the stuff when you call and say, well, you're born and live for the Lord. When I run around, you're wandering and have no faith. Wonder, nothing is a blessing to one. Wonder from his name. Wonder from his place. Wonder from his place of possession. We'll pray just a moment. That verse of scripture says, as a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. God has got a place for you, a certain place, a preordained place. It's a place of blessing. A place of blessing. Where you get all your blessings, name them one by one. Father, we commit this church every week. Have you really waited tonight? In Jesus' name, amen.